Blog Talk Radio.
God, you knows everything that we face, what we're going to go through before we even go through it. God, you know, God, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, God. We know the length of time, God, whether it's now or in the future, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so that's why we worship you, because there's no one else like you, God. Lord, touch everyone that is going to listen to this program, God. We pray, God, they be touched by the power of the Holy Ghost, God, and, Lord, that it radiate to them, oh, God, and do the perfect work which you have started in them, God. Lord God, because you said you steadied, oh God, yes, God, shaping us and molding us, oh God, in the areas that you want us to be, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch tonight, God, those that are sick, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we believe that you're a healer. Touch tonight, God, those that have children that are unsaved. Those, oh God, that may be gunned down by the bullet, God, touch them and strengthen them. Those, oh God, they may have children behind prison walls. Touch them, oh God, and let them know, God, oh Father God, they're between a rock and a hard place, but you got them, God. Yes, God, and we thank you, Father God, for every hurt, every disappointment, oh God, that you, oh God, gonna help us, oh God, with everything that we go through in this life, God. Yes, Lord God, you promised, God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, for a God like you who, oh God, oh God, gave your life for us. Oh, God, and God, you died for us, for our sin, because you know we could not redeem ourselves. So, God, you had to come down in human flesh, God, and save us and redeem us from our sin. Now you're seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. What else can we say but thank you? Thank you, Father, for what you're doing for us, God. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's all good, God. We love you for that, God. Oh, honor you. Honor you. We want to honor you in spirit and in truth. We want to, oh, God, let you know, God. Oh, Father God, here we are, coming to you as humbly as we know how, God. Oh, God, to save us, forgive us of our sins, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, God, save us, oh, God, from everything, oh, God, that, oh God, tries to hinder and tempt, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are many diverse kinds of disease in this country, in this world, God, but you are all knowing. Lord God, diseases some of us will never be plagued with, oh Father God, even in foreign countries, God, they get so bad. Some is hungry tonight, God. Oh, God, but we know, Father God, that you can rain down manna. Oh, God, that light bread. Somebody can be given a piece of light bread tonight. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody can be given, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you can cause men to give unto our bosom, you say, Lord. Yes, God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are believing you, God. Oh, God, for the miraculous, God, for those that are in need. Yes, Lord God, those are the poor, God, because you said the poor that we will have with us always, God. Oh, Father, you told us not to never forget about the poor. In the name of Jesus, you told us, Father God, to pray for those that are in have rule over us, those that are in authority, Lord, that they will make sound decisions, decisions according to your will, God. They won't be doing according to self, oh God. They'll get out of self and step in the Spirit, God, and ask for the leading of the Holy Spirit to lead them. God, we're looking for godly men, oh God, in our leadership, in our country, God. Godly men, God. Oh, we are praying, God. Oh, God, that we haven't seen yet what's going to be in the White House, but we're going to have a godly man in the White House, God, and then someone who loves you, someone who knows you, someone who's going to worship you and acknowledge who you are, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we're looking for godly men who are going to stand up and be counted, oh, God, because you said you, oh, God, you stood in, you was looking for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Yes, God. You're looking for men, oh God, and women that going to stand in the gap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So, Lord, oh God, we pray, God, oh God, that, oh God, the doors will open, oh God, for them, and they will walk in it. The gates, oh God, will be swing open, oh God, and they'll know the truth, oh God. Oh God, open their mind, oh God, that people can serve you with their whole mind and heart and soul, oh God, and not be just the flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because they ain't going nowhere. That's why they steady digging in the mud, God, spinning their wheels and never going anywhere. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, praise your name. We believe you for the miraculous because we know that you can do all things but fail us, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we love you tonight, and we're so grateful that you listen in on this program. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Pagan Biden, and I'll be right back.
Well, praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our home number. To listen to our radio program, the number is area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. If you'd like to give a praise report or speak or ask a request, please press 1. It's wonderful to know that we have on Friday night Victorious Living, which is part of God's favorite radio program. Minister Janice Williams is the host at 7 p.m. on Friday night. Be a great listener. Again, the number is area code 714-409-0578. You will be blessed by listening on Friday nights at 7 and on Sunday nights at 7. It's wonderful that we can spread God's word and let it be known throughout the nation that God is God and he always will be God. Tonight, our prayer request is mostly unspoken request. Pray for children in schools and homes and hospitals, neighbors, all types of illnesses, I should say, kidneys, heart, eyes, diabetes. We all have illness in our families and our extended families also. For police, for government officials, our nation, we need to pray for our nation. Our nation is facing a lot, and we're still a great country. Special request for a special friend this week. Remember to pray for a special friend. You don't have to call their names, but you know who that person is. And God knows when you pray for that person that he can hear and he will answer your prayer in due time. For financial problems, for the homeless, men and women and children, for grieving parents, for prisons, ladies and men, yes, we have a lot to pray for. And if anybody says you ever get bored of praying, just think of someone in need. And remember, those requests will come to your mind. But be special to a special friend this week. Remember, God said we must show his love. We need to pray for all of our lost ones. God's love covers all. Isn't it great we can come to him and ask him? Let us just love him. Give thanksgiving unto him for what he has done this week for you. Think of the many things other people have come and gone. Just today on the news, we heard about accidents. Yes, a car is a beautiful thing to have, but yet untimely deaths happen in many cars. And Psalms 91. Those who go to the God Most High for safety will be protected by the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you are my place of safety and protection. You are my God, and I trust you. God will save you from hidden traps and from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you can hide. His truth will be your shield and protection. You will not fear any danger by night or an arrow during the day. You will not be afraid of diseases that come in the dark or sickness that strikes at noon. At your side, 1,000 people may die or even 10,000 right beside you, but you will not be hurt. You will only watch and see wicked punished. The Lord is our protection. You have made God Most High your place of safety. Nothing bad will happen to you. No disaster will come to your house. He has put his angels in charge of you to watch over you wherever you go. They will catch you in their hands so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will walk on lions and cobras. You will step on strong lions and snakes. The Lord says, whoever loves me, I will save. I will protect those who know me. They will call to me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will give them a long for life, and they will see how I can save. Isn't that wonderful? We can go to God's Word and read the promises that He has given us. And He said, you are my place and my safety and my protection. You are my God, and I trust in you. He will protect us. He will guide us. He will take care of us in due time. Be faithful unto the Lord this week. And as you share the goodness of His love with a friend, or with a neighbor, anybody, remember to keep praying. Pray for yourself. Ask God to cleanse you. Ask God to reveal to you what He would want you to do in His army. We have a lot to ask God for, and we can keep, He does not take, not listen to those words that's mumbled, because it comes from the heart. Listen to God. Be still and know that He is God. We love you. Thank you for listening. And remember again that number to call and tell a friend about it. It's area code 714-409-0578 on Sunday nights and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. We love you. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. And remember, He is our risen Savior. Sister Vivian.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Biden. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the question is, how can I be free? What are you being tormented with tonight? You may be asking the question, how can I get free from this thing? How can I get free from all the trouble I'm going through? How can I be free from all the torment I'm going through, the stress that I'm under? How can I get free from all this worldly toils and snares that I'm going through with my children, with my husband, or with my wife, or with this sickness that I'm going through? How can I feel free? You know, in God, you have freedom. And a way that you can be free is discover the power, discover the source of power. When you discover the source of power, who has all power in His hands, you are discovering a part of how you can be free. Another one is receive your healing through praise. you can be healed through praise. Receive your healing through praise. My God. Another way is experience God's miracle power today. Experience God's miracle power through praise. Praise God. How can I get free from this that I'm going through? How can I be free? The classic verse on the sacrifice of praise in the New Testament in Hebrews 13 and 15 says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Continually. He didn't say do it and stop and get mad because it didn't happen right then and say I don't want to do that anymore. That's the wrong attitude. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. That is how we can get free. That's Hebrews 13 and 15. Praise God. When we think about how God wants to help us, we don't allow him to do his perfect work. Praise God. Because us, he just told us, number one, was to discover the source of power. And we know that God has all power. All power. All power in his hands. He has healing in his wings. Praise God. Praise God. God wants us to know a thing. And once we know it, he wants us to establish it in our hearts. Because once it gets into the heart of man, it will cause man to be obedient. Oh, my God. Come on, Jesus. It will cause man to obey God. And then man will live for Jesus. But until it get established in the heart, until man knows his purpose and how to be obedient to God, then he's still in a rut. We are in a rut until we can find out the truth about ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see what the Amplified Version said of this verse. It said, through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. He didn't say sometimes. He said continuously. And I know we're not going to do it all the time, but you should try to keep God on your mind all during the day. And I know that we have abstractions and all kind of things coming about. But you know, if you got God in your heart, it'll come back to you. You might stray from the praise that's up on your lip, but it's in your heart. You might be doing something else, and that song will come back to your heart. It does me all the day long. Sometimes I could stay on one song almost half of the day. It just lingers with me. Praise God. Let's continue. It said, offer up sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. We are confessing who we are praising. Praise God. We are confessing to him that we worship him and we glorify his name. Why? Because in that name is what you need to be free. Praise. Oh, I'm going to jump out of the chair. I get so excited when the Holy Ghost is speaking. When we recognize the source that we need, we recognize where it's coming from and are. It's coming from a higher power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what we want to do. We want to glorify the King of Kings. and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. A close examination of the original Greek indicates that the words giving thanks in the King James have been translated from the original Greek to hymologian. Logio. The word literally means translated in the most other places in the New Testament as to confess. Confess to God. Who giving fruit would I live? Confessing unto God who he is to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at another scripture. Our mouth, the more our mouth confess the presence of the stronghold, the more the stronghold grips hold and controls us inside. Disease captures us exactly in that way. Romans 10, 8 to 10 deals with the subject. And it says in Romans, but what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If thou wilt confess. He's telling us all the time to confess who he is. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise God, praise God. We got to recognize where salvation lies. One thing we must do first is acknowledge. Acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. He is God. Who is he to you, as I taught you on one other show? We got to acknowledge who God is. We don't do it enough. We just got to acknowledge him in whatever ways you need God in, whether it's a healer, a deliverer, or whatever you may be going through. The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will acknowledge you. Who is it? What is it that you want to be free from? Who is he to you? What is plaguing you tonight that you need to be free from? Praise God. Is it from cursing, backbiting, whatever it might be? This is how we get to know God in a deeper realm. Praise God. Then singing unto the Lord. In the psalms and him as spiritual psalms. That's what he told us to do. He said, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing in hymns and psalms and spiritual psalms. Praise God. See, we have to come to God and in his presence and get into his presence and allow him to come into ours. If we don't invite the Holy Spirit, he won't come. God knows all that we are going through, but he wants us to desire him. He wants us to desire him. He already have desired us when he chose us, when he died for us. Then we ought to acknowledge our sin every day and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Praise God. Ask God to forgive you. First, asking for forgiveness of your sins. How to be free. How to be free. How to get free. We want to walk in freedom. Praise God. We want to walk in the freedom of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit move in our lives. Praise God. Back to verse 8, Paul mentions the mouth first. He mentioned the mouth first and then the heart second. Praise God. Because this thing got to go through your mouth and get down into your heart. In verse 9, it is the mouth first and the heart second. But in verse 10, the order is reversed, and the heart is mentioned first and the mouth second. This illustrates a very important scriptural principle. When we come to the Word of God and apply it against any attack of the devil, the reality of Satan's stronghold is evident. We may be sick in our bodies and endeavor to bring the Word of God against the sickness. But let me tell you, this is one thing that the believer lets happen to them when something is going on in their lives. When we are going through something, we let the devil shut us down or shut our mouth or make us back down. We allow the devil to have his heyday when we should be keeping our mouth open, praising the Lord. We can let the devil have his way, but we don't let God have his way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Praise God. We get silence when we should be silencing the enemy. Praise God. But we get silence. We go and we climb up in our rooms. We'll get oppressed and depressed. But that's the work of Satan. When God wants us to have joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, you might say, well, Sister Vivian, you don't realize what I just went through. Oh, yes, we all. We all in life, in some way, faces struggles and trials and tribulation. But we must keep praising our way through it. Praise God. Because if we don't, Satan was waiting right there to attack you. Yes, he's waiting right there to attack and say, oh, I got him now. You know why I'm saying it? Because the devil told me that. He said, well, I couldn't get you before. I couldn't get you to shut your mouth before. Now I got something close to you. Will you shut up now? And I stood up and I said, no, devil, I won't shut up. You know, the devil, you know, sometimes when you lose people very close to you, the devil knows how to attack you because he knows that you're going to miss that person. So he wants to attack you and cause you to be depressed and oppressed and mourning and never get over some things in your life. The devil does not want you to get over some things in your life. He does not want you to go on with your life. He wants to shut you down. But I'm telling you tonight how you can be free and how you can get free by not letting the devil silence your praise. Praise God. You praise him in the good times. You praise him in the low times. You acknowledge him in the good times, and you acknowledge him in the low times. You let the devil know you're going to praise your God no matter what is going on, that you're going to walk in forgiveness daily and that you're going to praise God daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is active. He doesn't want you to back down, no. He don't want you. The Holy Spirit does not want you to give in to any kind of circumstances that may come your way that's not of God. My God, my God. Anything that's not of God, it is the works of Satan, the Bible says. So, what we going to do to stay free? We're going to praise him. We're going to acknowledge him. We're going to make confessions of who God is to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is alive and working in us to help us as we go through. He is our helper. He is our helper. Praise God. He's going to help you as you go through it. He said, fear not, my little ones. Fear not, my little ones. Oh, praise God. You know, God loves us so much. He loves more than we can even ask or think. God loves us so much, more than we can even testify or confess. We can't really understand how we ought to confess God loves to us. But by confessing who he is, it's awesome. According to the pattern in these verses, it is necessary for us to begin by putting God's word in our mouth as an act of our will. That's your will to acknowledge who God is to you and to bring it against the sickness or whatever you may be going through. By confessing it or saying the same thing with our mouths as God says in his word, we receive it in our hearts. Praise God. The more often we confess with our mouth, the more firmly it becomes established in our hearts. The more you say something, the more you praise God, the more you do it unto him, the more it's going to get into your heart. Awesome. The more you tell God who he is to you, the more it's going to be settled into your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's where God wants to live at, in the soulless realm and in the heart of man. Praise God. Praise God. So let that word, get that word, get you some song and let it go deep down and get rooted deep down in your heart, mind, and soul so that you can be free. Praise God. Matter of fact, there is a song that plays on this here. It's entitled Be Free. And I just love this this CD that I plays because it's so much on what I be teaching on, praise God. But I just want to encourage you on how to get free and how to be free, because knowing that you're going to go through some things, praise God, praise God. There come times then when the heart responds to what the mouth has been saying. The heart is going to respond to it. If you keep on, the heart is going to respond to what you've been saying to God. It's going to accept it, and it's going to get rooted down in there. And once that word, see, look what the word got. It gets that word get established in your heart. It's there to stay. Nobody can take it. Nobody can take it from you. It's there. It's there to stay. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a moment of a rhema, revelation, and the heart believes what the mouth is saying. The heart, it's amazing how God got everything working together. Once it get in the heart, and then the mouth going to start believing it. And then the mouth going to ask for more, it's going to speak more, and it's going to go into the heart. And guess what? When that word is in your heart, there's joy. There's joy. There's love. There's peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then the mouth naturally expresses what the heart is full of. Just as I just said. Wow. Woo! Gracious. This process is necessary for the re-education of the heart. Your heart is being re-educated. Hallelujah. It's being re-educated. My gracious. Did you know your heart can be educated? Educated with the word of God to keep you free. Praise God. The confession of what God's word say is necessary to re-educate your mind. It can a new mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It even deals with your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Hebrew language, the phrase to learn by heart actually is translated to learn by mouth. This is how we learn best. I remember some of the poems and things that we used to say back in when we were little children. We had to get it down inside of us, and we had to learn it, yes. Well, that's the same way with the word of God now. God wants us to get just like we used to learn those little poems and things. God had to get it down. God wants his word down in our hearts, praise God. We used to sing a little song, deep, 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 down in my heart. Well, that's what I'm talking about. It needs to get deep down in your heart so that God can do his perfect work, so that he can keep you free. You can silence the enemy that's coming against you, and you can tell the devil that he's under your feet. Oh, praise God. This is the process of confession. If someone were to ask you the multiplication table, you can repeat them, because when you were a child, you said them over and over until they became a part of your understanding in your heart. Same thing again. If you keep on putting the word of God and putting praise in your heart, just like they told us to learn our multiplication table, it's got to go into the heart. It's got to go into the mind. It's got to get embedded, what I'm trying to say, embedded into your spirit, man. God deals with us in the spirit. Yes, God is a spirit, and he dwells in the spirit. Oh, praise God. This is what happens when the word of God is embedded on the inside. Every time we are attacked by the devil, we come to God's word and begin to confess it. That's what God wants us to do. We get that word and confess it. The word of God is saying something contrary to what we are experiencing. What we are experiencing is of the devil, but when God get in there, we are experiencing things in the spirit. Our feelings will tell us something wrong, but God's word will not lie. He will tell us the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God, which is deep down in your heart and in your mind and soul, will come up, oh, praise God. See, people just need to know how to be free. People need to know how to get free, praise God. And when that get deep down, when you're serious enough about God, see, that's why we are not receiving some of our healing sometimes, because the word of God is not deep enough, not deep enough. They have not embedded. It had not re-educated. They have not stuck there. You just got it on the surface for the devil to come knock it off. Yeah, the devil come knock it off, and then you have no word there. But God, he wants you to get it deep down in there. So when you need it, you can use your sword. You can use your weapons, and you can tear down the devil's kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can just destroy that enemy, praise God, that's coming against you, that's trying to overwhelm you, that's trying to take over your family, that's trying to make you oppressed and depressed, that's trying to make you go out there and take drugs, that's trying to make you go out there and curse your neighbor out, that's trying to make you go to all kind of sin, sicknesses. Devil is a liar when you have that confession of the word deep down inside of you. Praise God. The essence of confession is the same as that of the sacrifice of praise. See, when I mention sacrifice, I mean you got to sacrifice yourself to praise God. Praise him with your whole heart, mind, and soul. You're walking in an attitude of praise unto your God. Confession is, in this context, mean to act a will rather than the act of feeling. This ain't just feeling nothing. This is an act of obedience unto God. And how you want God to receive your praise. How do you want God to receive your praise? Think about it. How do you want God to receive your praise? Oh, God, I want him to be pleased. I want God to be, he said he'll lend his ear. I want him to bow down his ear to me when I'm praising him. And I want him to receive all my praise as a sacrifice to him every day. God, give me a song in my heart. Let me wake up singing a little praise song. And don't have to be that high or that low. But however that praise is coming up, let it be unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Both the sacrifice of praise and confession to the name of Jesus proceed from the act of the will. Feelings cannot dictate to us. Feelings waver and will move us away from the truth of the word. Your feelings get in the way, you have lost it. Get rid of feelings and get in the spirit. And how you do that is confession. Get more of this praise and confession into your heart and into your mind. Praise God. Let it get deep. If you, like I said earlier, if you have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it over and over again, and let it get deep down into your soul. Praise God. The attitude of confession must be one of submission to the will of God and to the scripture. So that means you have to get into the word. You have to get into the word of God, and you have to continue that word of God. Don't ever leave God's word out of your life and just think that you can live without him. No, you need him. You need Jesus, praise God. You need the word of God to lead you every day. You need the word of God to carry you through the day. You need the word of God to be with you. We must be led by the Spirit of God in our confession, so that confession can become and have a rhema in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. When it becomes a rhema, it's deep down. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what? I am just so glad that word goes and it stays there, and no one can take it away. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that, oh, when God is serious about us and we are serious about him, nothing can take it away. Praise God. And all, we'll just praise him with our whole heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. I want you to get this today. How can I be free? I can be free and worship and intercession and confession to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this little teaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thought that was so interesting how God was speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let it get deep down inside of you. Praise God. And let God do his perfect work. Well, praise God. I want to bless you, praise God, before we leave the air. We have 58 seconds. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. We are so glad that you're listening to this program. Be right back here with us. And you that are listening later, always tune in and listen to the program, because you never know what you may have to go through one day. And we may say a word that may encourage you. May you be blessed in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you never have a lack in your life. Bless you until next weekend now. Bye-bye. Have a good night. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.